Ah, we're back. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a miserable Monday. Miserable outside, miserable in here. Ike, how you feeling? Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, it's 1:59. The show don't start at 2 o'clock.
Well, I got to start now.
Well,
you want me to buffer?
All right, I jump on in here.
All right.
You knock it off in there. Brother Spike?
Yeah.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Nope.
Glad to see you back on a Monday.
Yeah.
I see Joe and Hugh. They had things to do. They're out of here quite early, quite frankly.
Yep.
We rarely start the show before 2 o'clock. And Jackie Baseball, the man of the hour.
Nope.
Listen, we're going to need you here today. Talk us off the ledge. Holla at your boy.
Might need to find a new leader. Not handling this weekend well. There was no more lock of a double play than in the ninth inning yesterday with Alec Bohm coming up.
Oh, my God. You could just smell it from 100 miles away.
I said, what's the point?
Oh, yeah.
What's the point?
Oh, thank you for doing it on the first pitch and not letting me have any hope, Alec. Thank you. By the way, today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. We will be there tomorrow.
Hey!
Doing the show there tomorrow in Chesapeake, Maryland from 2 to 6, ChesapeakeInn.com for more details. Hopefully we have something better to talk about tomorrow than we have to talk about today.
Well,
because these you know, like, this team is specifically disappointing to me because I think they are better than what they're showing us. Like, they are choosing to go out like losers. The energy from this team in this series this weekend is absolutely 100% unacceptable and pathetic. Bryce Harper is a good baseball player. Absolutely. Best player on the team, leader of the team, whatever. It is baseball. You can't just fall apart because one player isn't there. In fact, over the last several years since he's been here, they have been a relatively decent team without Bryce Harper playing. This is no excuse for every other highly paid veteran player on this team to absolutely disappear aside from Trey Turner. You don't just fall apart because the best player isn't there. In fact, what players like this should be doing is doing more with Bryce Harper not there. First of all, I'm disappointed in Harper, who had the same issue last year, and we don't know what's going on, but if there was any decision whether or not to have surgery in the offseason, he should have done it, and he should have never come back when he came back last week. And this point, we'd at least be 10 days into him trying to feel better as opposed to 3 days. The second thing is like Kyle Schwarber. All I hear about it, for the last month, we got to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. We can't let him go to free agency. Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber. The leader, Kyle Schwarber. The 20 home runs, Kyle Schwarber. Well, Bryce Harper goes out of the lineup, and where's Kyle Schwarber? Like, it's June. Isn't it June? Isn't this Kyle Schwarber's month? And he has absolutely disappeared. I'm disappointed in Bryson Stott, who was supposed to, we were supposed to have the real Bryson Stott this year. Now that he's not injured, given chance after chance after chance in the leadoff spot, he's hitting 200 for the last 2 months. Alec Bohm, who essentially wanted to get on the plane and get out of there yesterday with one of the worst, like, game on the line at bats that I could ever remember. First pitch swinging a dribbler, double play right up the middle. I'm disappointed in Rob Thompson, who has the nerve after the game to tell us that he thought they swung the bat better than they had previously. It's just like that. You just, they are better than this. I'm not saying them with Bryce Harper is the best team in baseball, and I'm not saying them without Bryce Harper is a team that would even make the playoffs, but they are better than being swept by the Pirates, losing 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays. It's like they want it to end. It's like when I'm watching this team, I'm feeling like a team that is just waiting for it to end. And to me, when the best player goes out, if you have a veteran-laden team, if it was a bunch of rookies, I could understand we lost our leader, we don't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. But we don't have a bunch of rookies. We have a bunch of highly paid guys in their 30s. Kyle Schwarber, wake up. Alec Bohm, wake up. Bryson Stott, wake up. Like, Rob Thompson, wake up. I just, like, I am disappointed in them, Ike, because I think they are better than what they're showing.
Listen, I'll say this. This weekend is probably the lowest I felt this season. At least that I can remember anyway, as far as being disappointed coming off of a series of watching them every game and how excruciating every at-bat was, albeit some of them were so quick. I mean, we got through some of these innings.
Oh, where... dude, the first inning was over in 35 yeah. seconds.
Yeah, like some of these innings we got through because everybody's either swinging at the first pitch or what have you. So I...
And then, by the way, last thing, they're given a gift. The Pittsburgh manager, for some insane reason, takes out Paul Skeens in the eighth inning.
Seriously.
I would have left Paul Skeens in for 100 innings. There's no way we would have scored another run off him. You're given that gift. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And we couldn't even take advantage of that in those final two innings. Yeah, I just – I'm going to take a deep breath here. I'm frustrated with this team. I'm disappointed. I think I'm more disappointed with the team than anything. They just seem like a lifeless bunch out there right now. I'm not going to go as far as that, what I'm feeling today from everybody else. I'm also not going to blow smoke and tell you that I believe that this team is going to win anything significant. It's so frustrating right now. It's so disheartening right now. It makes you want to throw in the towel on the season. That's what it makes you want to do.
Because they look like they want to throw in the towel.
That's what it makes you want to do. And Zach Wheeler's going to be on the mound tonight. But the hitting is what the real issue is. You brought that up. Bryce Harper in the lineup or not. Just the hitting from these guys. Primarily timely hitting from these guys. It just seems to be non-existent. And I don't know how you fix it. That's the one thing that is discouraging to me, is that I don't know how you actually fix this. If Bryce is going to be out for any more extended period of time, I know they only put him on a 10-day IL, but you listen to him talk, it sounds like this certainly is going to be longer, even with them having the retro active days.
Yeah, to the six.
It still feels like it's going to be longer than that. I just don't know where the answers are for this team. And it's way too early to be throwing in the towel on the season, but that's what we're getting dangerously close to.
215-592-9494. Do you think it's over? Because they certainly look like they think it's over. Jack, what do you think?
So I don't think it's over. I think it's a bad stretch in June. But I also, they haven't lost 9 of 10 since 2019. I mean, this is dire stuff. And when you watch them on a night-to-night-out basis, not only do they look dead, which is on them, I mean, that's on the players, and that could be on the manager saying, like, not getting the right message through. You haven't seen a hitter get better under Kevin Long. I mean, if you want to do the Kevin Long thing with the offense, every single player looks like they've taken a step back with him under the helm, so you can blow that up. I just watch him every night, and I'm like, they seem deficient. Like, the offense or the starting staff, great. It's a great starting staff, the best we've seen since 11, as long as Lizardo can get back on track, which is also now a huge question mark. But offensively, they have two hitters. They have two hitters. It's Turner and it's Schwarber. And then everyone after that, it's a coin flip. Not even a coin flip. It's less than a coin flip. They look like they don't have a chance. Left field's a waste of time. Center field's a waste of time. Second base, for the most part, is a waste of time. Catcher's a waste of time. Third base, waste of time. Right field, a lot of singles. Not a waste of time, but... You know, on a scale of 0 or 1, he's a half. You know, he's a half. They have two hitters on the offense. And the bullpen's a disaster. I mean, Romano's taking a step back. Like they have no other lefties, so they have to let Sanchez go in there in the eighth when he should have been out of the game. Like, they look deficient. They look deficient, and it looks like that they are not totally believing in themselves.
See, the second thing that you said there to me is the most important thing, though, because I think we could all agree they are deficient, right? We knew they were deficient coming into this stretch of games with the bullpen. We knew. Everybody knew they were deficient there, and everybody knew that the lineup was deficient from at least one solid bat in the lineup. But they are not this deficient. And like you brought up, they have two hitters. Well, Kyle Schwarber, I don't know, they have one. Right,
but Schwarber, like, again, he has an 850 OPS in his last 15 games. It's not like he's completely cratered. He has two home runs during that time.
Mm.
And he scored the only run on Saturday. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now, except they've only scored four runs in five games, so that's a huge problem.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Alec Boehm's their cleanup hitter yesterday.
Yeah, JT's been batting fifth.
Yeah.
JT, I think, hasn't got a hit in a month.
I just, like, these are these guys have played too much important baseball over the last 3 years to be run out of town by the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've played too much important baseball over the last 3 years to be run out of town by the Toronto Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. And like they are at a period right now where they have to decide. And I know it's like that baseball is more than just like motivation and energy and all those sorts of things, but they are at this is a very important stretch. We have the Mets coming up in a week and a half. We have the Cubs here this week. Cubs who are a good team. And like
if, sixth hardest schedule in baseball the rest of the way, by the way.
And if they don't wake up, like this won't it won't be a there's a chance that if they don't wake up, we get to the trade deadline, forget about buying. Like they might have to make a decision about selling at the trade deadline.
Well, and I'm sick and tired of they're 9 games over 500 and they're still in second. I get it. But like watch the team.
Yes.
They didn't look the Pirates looked like they were closer to the Phillies and the Phillies were in a different class than the Pirates.
Absolutely.
Which is awful. The Pirates had 20 wins heading into the series.
Going into that series, I would have felt bad with 2 out of 3 wins. Like we were saying on Friday before the series, I said, well, this is a must-win series. And Jack, you laughed. You're like, yes, of course it's a must-win series. The Pirates are terrible. You go into that series thinking, man, even without Wheeler and without Harper, we should sweep this team. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today because we have a great prize, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake. We'll be there tomorrow, of course. So here, see how we got to this next question. It's Johnny Depp's birthday. Johnny Depp was in Pirates of the Caribbean. So best movie of the 2000s. So, or it could be favorite movie of the 2000s, whatever it is, 2000
well,
to...
Which is usually...
Yes, usually yes. What it is.
Yes.
So 2000 to 09, right? 2010 doesn't count because that's the 2010. So 2000 to 09.
Oh, you want 2009?
Yes.
Yes. Ah. Finally, some movies I'm going to know.
Yes. Jack, would you like to give us yours?
Big answer.
Yep.
I'm taking it off the board early.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Dork stuff. I didn't watch
Lord
that.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Great movie.
Yeah. Like the Lord of the
Peter
Rings,
Jackson's best
Harry
work.
Potter, like the friggin' what's the TV show on HBO? Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Dork Dragon Wizard
Spell.
Oh, but
you like horror movies.
Get it out. Yes, I like horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ike?
A movie 2000 to 2009.
Yes.
Oh, so many to choose from.
There are a lot of good ones. A lot of comedies, good comedy era.
It's a good comedy era.
It's a very
and that's
good
kinda,
comedy.
You know what? That's kind of when I'm thinking about the best movies during that time.
Yep.
That's kind of where I'm leaning. I know I'll get reminded of some other movies.
Yep.
But I think I'm gonna stay. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stay in the comedy genre. I'm gonna go with. Oh, I gotta figure out what's my favorite of the Will Ferrell.
Right.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I don't want to name. I don't want to say them out loud. But
yeah,
that,
I know.
That
that's where I'm at. I'm trying to figure out my.
I was deciding.
My favorite. Okay, so here's my favorite of those.
Okay.
Old School.
Yes, that's my favorite of those.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Old
of
School.
Those.
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't the movie I was deciding between. It was a different one, but that's a great
one.
Yeah,
that's
one.
My favorite of those movies, Old School.
So I was deciding between comedy and horror. I figured one of you guys would take comedy, so I took horror.
All right.
So in 2007, a movie came out called Paranormal Activity, which was.
Vaguely remember.
Very. My brother told me that he was scared going to bed after seeing this movie. And I laughed at him until I saw the movie, and at home, the lights are out, I look at the door, I hear a noise, and I'm like, oh no, I'm terrified. It was one of those found footage movies like Blair Witch or whatever, and it was one of the first dates I went on with my wife. And I'll never forget, at the end of the movie, everyone starts getting up, and she had her hands over her eyes most of the movie. And she said to me that she thought everyone was getting up because the movie was too scary. And I said, Val, the movie's over. That's why everybody got up. So Paranormal Activity was
But like, why is that enjoyable? That's what
I love being
that's
scared.
That's why I can never get the horror movie thing.
Okay, so here's why.
You don't like good more horror movies?
Oh,
no,
I
just like, what's the appeal to being scared?
Because it... I like the feeling of extreme emotion.
Like the thrill of a roller coaster.
Yes, it's exactly
also
the same thing.
Also not a roller coaster guy. Like, comedy exists. Why are you watching horror movies?
Maybe it's because I'm jaded. A lot of comedy movies, I just end up going, oh, that's funny.
Right.
It's very few comedy movies that make me laugh out loud like those movies. I love horror movies. Like, I live for horror movies.
I'm good with horror movies, yeah.
215-592-9494. Just let it out on the Phillies.
Sometimes you're not even scared, Jack. It's just, it's the suspense that's surrounding.
Yeah.
Like I went through a phase in college where I tried to watch the main ones. Yeah. You know, like I saw The Shining.
Like you're not scared like a kid being scared.
Well, The Shining still scares me. And The Ring, when I saw The Ring, I watched it alone in my apartment.
Candyman still scares me. Candyman, the original one.
Yep. Candyman.
Yeah, man.
When I saw The Ring, I watched it by myself in my apartment in Bala Cynwyd. The movie ended. I got up out of my apartment, drove to my parents' house, and slept there.
And how old were you?
Oh, I was like 28.
Nice. they said, why are you here?
Yeah.
I used to get scared even from like Scary Movie. That's
bad. That's not even a scary movie.
Yeah, but that's not even. There's a little. Yeah. The
first moment. One is okay.
Yeah. They're very like early 2000s comedy.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. David in Maple Glen. You're on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys, on this miserable Monday.
What's up, David?
Mm. Okay. So has Dave Dombrowski gone into the witness protection program?
Well, I don't know what you want him to do about it now, but yeah, he didn't have he over the last 2 years, I would say, has not had it's not been a banner when he gets inducted to the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to bring up these 2 years as two of his best performances.
Well, it's just kind of like what's been going on here the last year and a half. It's kind of reminiscent of the 76ers, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have your best player like at his locker yesterday or the other day, talking about a wrist injury that dates back to last spring and how it was sort of treated, then it wasn't treated, but it was okay, and he told the team it was okay, and no one else from the organization has anything to say about it, like, by the by.
Well, David, I agree with you. Bryce has to own that too, though, because I remember, if you remember the year where Chase Utley was not at spring training because he had a knee thing that nobody knew about, it was the first time I had ever heard Phillies fans mad at Chase Utley. Like, Bryce Harper at some point has to understand that he's not Superman. He's not 24 years old. He's in his early 30s. And these things that used to be small that would heal on their own, like, don't heal on their own anymore. And I agree with you. It's very Sixers-y to know that this thing existed last year, that there might have been something they could do about it in the offseason. I don't know about that for sure, that they could have done something and they didn't do anything at all. And now we're looking at who knows if he even comes back this year.
And honestly, you have the same issue with Nola. I mean, what happened with Nola?
Oh, he's got a real bad ankle sprain. What are you talking about? You don't think that should miss a month?
No one pick up on the fact until he was more seriously hurt that it was affecting him? If they didn't, like...
No, they let him pitch on it and kept pitching on it as he's getting blown up in the...
Right, yes.
It's ridiculous.
What are they looking at? I got Spencer Strider's in the other dugout. He's picking out the fact that Troyer Smith needs Tommy John surgery just by watching from the dugout. What are our guys looking at in the dugout?
Yeah, they seem like they're all in a haze, to be honest with you. And Rob, it's not like Rob Thomson is Mr. Personality, like usually. It's just how he is. He's very sort of laid back.
Right.
But man, these after-game press conference, or the after-game...
Oh, this is when it starts to wear on
you. Oh, it's when you want to, like, you want to kill him.
I thought he was actually semi... I thought he was, like, short with some of the answers. He seemed a little pissed.
Well, he seemed like the changes were coming.
Yeah.
When they asked him about Stott, or lineup changes, he intimated that would happen. But, like, there are certain times where you want somebody to show, like...
Fired up! Give me some emotion, man! I've been saying it for 3 years!
Yeah. Thompson needs to yell at Gelb, or Zalecki, or one of those guys.
Yeah.
Throw off on somebody, yes.
Not
Devin.
But yeah,
not Devin.
Threaten to fight him. That Charlie Manuel did that once.
Yes.
Yeah, say you're going to beat up Todd Zalecki. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
To shake up a baseball team like this at this point in the season, there's two things that need to be done. It's clearly, obviously, Rob Thomson can only deal with the players he has. You got to fire the manager. You got to fire a couple of the coaches. And you have to bring in five or six new players, even if those players are call-ups. You have to change this. They're a coma. They're comatose right now. You have to do something. You can't sit on your hands.
Yeah, I agree. Now,
this is a tough time for Dave Dombrowski right now.
Yes.
This is tough.
This is tough. Well, because here, David, next question. Give us your favorite movie from the 2000s.
The Departed.
A good movie. Departed's a good flick.
Is that before? Is that in that time frame?
We'll it feels like either real late 90s.
2009,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it feels like, is that late 90s?
Is that 90s?
The Departed's 06, yeah.
Oh, 06? Okay, all right, there we go.
Yeah, I was thinking it was actually maybe 06.
I thought it was 10 or 11.
Me too, yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Sure. The thing with Dombrowski is, and look, part of this is his own doing, the salary-wise. You know, the part of it is Taiwan Walker's getting paid $20 million. Castellanos is getting paid $20-some million. Castellanos is a fine player, but certainly you could spend that money better. Is they came into a situation this offseason where he was clearly told, we are not spending more money on this team. So now part of that's his own doing.
Sure.
Part of that's his own doing.
They already gave out a lot.
Yep. And I think they may have screwed up the Alec Bohm thing this offseason by publicly making it so obvious they were trying to trade him that nobody was willing to, you know, and then
Is he a free agent after this year?
No, he's got one more year.
Yeah,
right?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he's arbitration eligible for next year or something like that. I don't think he's.
I think he has two more years after this year.
Okay, all right. So.
Oh, that's great.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
They make it very.
No, he's got one more year next year, and then he's an unrestricted minor.
Okay, so did they just misplay that by making it very obvious that he was available, and then having to tuck their tail between their legs afterwards and bring him back? I'm sorry, you were talking and I interrupted. It's just like
I don't even forget what I was going to say.
I don't even know what he. Again, this is in part his own making. I want to be clear about that. But if you're given the ruling that you're not doubling down financially, we're already spending enough money. We're already third or fourth in the league in payroll. That's enough. We're not spending $30 million more dollars to make, you know, you get Alex Bregman in here. Maybe they're two games better. I don't even know what the hell the difference in that makes. It's just like, but his deadline was not good last year. We'll see what happens with Lizardo. I really think, Kepler's been a zero. Austin Hayes was a zero. Romano, looks like he's just average, really, is where he's settled into. It was not a good offseason. It was not a good trade deadline last year. And we'll see what he does at the trade deadline. Even the year before wasn't a great trade deadline, right? Yeah.
No, I remember. I was alluding to the fact that Dombrowski is in this position now of thinking about, the topic we talked about Friday, are you recommitting to this team? Do you still believe in this team? Do you still invest in this team? Or do you let it play out and let the chips fall where they may and you make big decisions this offseason? If I'm a fan, I'm not throwing in the towel on this season yet. I'm not throwing in the towel. You said it perfectly Friday, Spike. You're talking about the Dodgers. You said you don't want to be in a position where something happens with the Dodgers and somebody else takes advantage of that and you did nothing and you can't take advantage
of that. The Dodgers right now, by the way, have 14 pitchers on the IL.
Yeah.
14. So, anything can happen once you get in there. Yeah.
So, but the team has to give you reason to do this.
To believe
you can't be going and getting swept by the damn Pirates over the weekend, which is why it was so frustrating because as much as I want to continue to believe in a team and think that they could actually do something significant in the postseason, they still have to do it. And you talk about the Romanos, you talk about the Keplers. Those guys, here's what the real problem is, the guys that are in position who are being paid,
they're not performing.
They're the ones who aren't performing, and that's why it's so much more focused on the other guys.
Why Otto Kemp is our savior.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
No offense to Otto.
And none of the young guys have taken a step forward.
Right.
Right.
Bohm, well, essentially I'm talking about the two young, Stott and Bohm.
And Marsh.
And Marsh.
And
Rojas.
Yeah.
Well, Marsh
Rojas,
is hit.
I don't even consider him part of that crew.
Great catch over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yes.
Just want to make sure that's
by the way,
out.
Marsh has hit okay since he's been back.
Yeah, but he's hitting 182 in his last 13.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's cooled off. But he's also, I think we know what Marsh is at this point.
He's a platoon outfielder.
I don't even view him in the same class with Bohm and Stott.
He's a fourth or fifth outfielder.
Yeah.
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 All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, finally, you get to vote for the top 11. So we will give you all of the information that you need on voting
Phillies
for
keep it up. It will be an all Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah. Wrong time to do top 11.
Yep. So we will talk about that.
Time to argue it.
We'll talk about that next. It's the WIP afternoon show at Ike's Bacon Fridge. You know what? Our ball team might need a blue chew.
Hey!
Might help.
Guys like to be stroked.
Gatorade.
Yes. Yeah, maybe not the energy drinks. Maybe this is what you need. Yeah. You know, look, Blue Chew, you know, we were just mad for about 20 minutes there. Yep. I was at least mad. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew is not about being mad.
It's putting you in a good mood.
Yes. That's not exactly what it's
about. Well, you get it, like, eventually you get in a good mood, all right?
Yes, you get in a good mood. It's for happy times.
It's for happy, good time, good vibes.
It's for sexy time.
There it is.
Look, you have considered Blue Chew. I know in your head you're like, I'm not quite as good as I used to be. It happens. You know what? We're going to give you the best reason to try Blue Chew. First of all, the product is great, but you can try it for free. The first month, absolutely free. The WIP Afternoon Show got together. We're like, you know what? If they want to try it, make it free. So you go to bluechew.com, use code 94. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5. What are you getting in Blue Chew? Are you getting a chewable? You know, nobody likes swallowing pills. Chewable makes it easier, by the way, when you're on your way home.
Yep.
You know, it's that time.
Yeah.
Pop it in.
The text.
And in that chewable is the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. The good news is it's all made and shipped here in the U.S. of A.
No tariffs.
So once you get past that first month and you have to pay for it, well, it's even better. You don't have to go to the doctor because you do it all online. You don't have to go to the pharmacy because they ship it to you in a discreet and
hard
package. Just do it. Just try it. You'll be happier. She'll be happier. Everybody will be happier. Again, bluechew.com. That is code 94. Your first month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show.
Close.
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean is cooler than that Lord of the Rings nonsense.
True. Ooh, sounds like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
Dungeons and Dragons dork stuff.
Yeah.
Can put that.
You know me.
Oh, no, Jack Sparrow was cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was cool.
I mean, he's not better than Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Don't even know who that is.
Oh, is he a dwarf magician who also rides a dragon?
Orlando Bloom was in both of them.
Dragon.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh, I'm going to cast a spell on all the dragons.
No spells. Actually, there was one spell.
As long as one of them finds the magic potion.
All right.
The magic potion?
All right. You're going to lose this Twitter poll. Lord of the Rings is way better than Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is. No, Return the Two Towers?
Did Zorfon find the magic potion?
You're talking about Harry Potter, which, again, was too scary for me.
Zorfon. That's a real person?
I don't know.
How would he know?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't watch that dork stuff.
He said he was talking about Harry Potter.
Well, he's trying to talk about potions and all that nonsense.
That's Lord of the Rings, too.
You know, I think Fran plays Quidditch.
I don't know what Quidditch is.
Quidditch is the sport in Harry Potter where they ride around on sticks.
Oh, like, yeah, don't they use, oh, no. Wait, they ride around on sticks?
Well, they ride around broomsticks.
Oh, really?
Witches?
Yeah, and I think Fran does that. Like, it was like a college sport for him.
Oh, I wonder why he's single. Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. We will be there tomorrow from the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant in Chesapeake City, Maryland, 2 to 6, which is when our show is. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for details. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. All right. Ike, let's see if you have your finger on the pulse here. Will the Phillies be okay? Yes or no? That is the Twitter poll. Will the Phillies be okay?
You like that one? Today, I'm gonna say no.
Okay, what do you think the number's at?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a tough one coming off the weekend. I'm gonna say in the 70s somewhere. Let's go with 77%.
67% no.
67%, okay.
Yeah. So they're
not as bad as I thought it was.
I want to be clear. I'm being negative because I think they are better than they are showing.
Yes.
Like, I cannot convince you at this point that they are like, oh, they're going to win the World Series or whatever. They're not this. You know, and which is why it is so disappointing to watch them.
Well, because they're laying down like dogs.
Yes.
Like, they're just laying down like dogs, especially off of the Mets series last year.
Yes.
Can I throw this in there?
Yeah.
Well, I can already sniff this. I can sniff what this is going to be.
what? Sniffing, man.
What?
us going to be like, well, what is Rob Thompson going to do about it? Is it time to put him on there? It's always, Alex always cannot wait to ask the Rob Thompson question.
Well, it's a fair question, but that seems
what's
like,
the manager going to do?
It seems like a fair question to me every year.
And it's a fair question now. It's a fair question now.
Exactly, but I'm not going down that road. I was just going to say, do we give them any grace? Zach has been out for a week, and Bryce has been out, basically.
So I thought about it, but you shouldn't need Zach Wheeler to beat the Pirates, and you still had...
And they got two great pitching performances,
I understand
by the way.
That. No, I'm with you there. Yep. Listen, I...
And a bullpen game where we four runs,
was
whatever
the best
the hell
they
was.
Played all weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
was the bullpen game.
So basically, no, we don't give them a grace for that.
Not against the Pirates,
yeah,
right?
The Pirates is where I lose it.
Well, you're okay losing to Skeens.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I would
okay.
have liked to beat Skeens. It's the first two games.
Yeah,
but then after you lose the first two games, you got
to
go
beat
Skeens,
yes.
And then you're given a gift. By the way, they pull Skeens. They walk the first guy. You know, like, was it Marsh that walked, I think, when they brought in, they did. It was Marsh that walked after they pulled Skeens.
Here's what I'll say.
Bednar couldn't pitch. I'm sorry.
And it's why I'm not completely out. Because I felt this way in the past, and they've proven me wrong.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we felt this way a month ago.
Yeah.
And then they went on, they won
yes,
every
which,
series
which
for 3 weeks.
Which got me to get back in yeah. on them. So, yeah. yeah. I'm not going to pull an Elliott and turn into flip-flops. Right, I'm not jumping in and out.
Right.
I'm still in both feet. I'm still in, but man, we just got to get through these next couple weeks.
So here's the only difference about a month ago.
Yeah,
and now Alvarado's done.
Yep.
Harper's hurt. Bullpen is still shaky, and Lizardo's not the best pitcher in the National
League.
Lizardo's
leaking. Yeah.
The Lizardo thing might be the biggest thing at the moment.
Not honestly. Bigger than Harper, in my opinion. Harper.
But they got to be able to survive without Harper.
But
they have previously.
But they can, I don't think the lineup can hold up without Harper. I think the rotation, they can, if Lazard's not great, and he could help the bullpen.
Yeah, because you're getting Nola back. Too.
Yeah, dude, great. Awesome. Yeah. Painter's also two starts away.
215-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What's up, y'all? It is over. It is time to rip the Band-Aid off. This core is cooked. Hear me out, guys. It's time to rebuild for the 2027 Phils. Trade Schwarber, trade Casty, trade Ranger, trade Walker, call up Painter, call up Rincones, and call up Crawford, and rebuild this team.
Well, here's the first problem. You could do those things. You're not going to get anything for Casty, right? I mean, that's going to be a neutral trade. Taiwan Walker is going to be a negative trade in
right.
that you're not going to get anything. You might even have to give up something or pay him, which isn't doing you any good either way. Now, Schwarber is that's a valuable piece. And look, if you really think the core is done, your most valuable trade piece is Zach Wheeler.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
He said I'm doubling down.
I'm just saying if you think the core is done,
right.
what are you doing with a 34-year-old pitcher you're paying $50 or $40 million a year to when by the way, your strength is starting pitching? I'm just saying. If you really think the core is done.
Right. So does that make everybody rethink?
Well, I'm just saying.
It makes all of us rethink the core is done. There's no way in hell I'm trading Zach Wheeler.
I'm just saying, if you really think the core is done and you think that to go back to Friday's show, if you think that your prospect pool is so deficient that you can't even trade one of your top six guys to get better, mm-hmm. then I can tell you a way to replenish, and it's that.
Yes.
I'm just being honest.
No, you are.
You are being honest, but I mean, Ranger and Schwarber are going to be high commodities during the trade deadline.
Yeah, but what could they get for Zach Wheeler?
You get a haul.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You get a haul for Zach Wheeler. And by the way, you're talking about a team that has money issues that I'm not saying they should do it because I would still, at this point, given the team that I'm seeing, I would still reinvest in this team at the deadline. But if you continue to look like this, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you're going to sell and you really don't believe in this core anymore, Joe, for next question, give us your favorite 2000s movie.
Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down, I think is a good one, but I've never seen it. I know people like it.
I saw it.
Is it a helicopter movie?
Yeah, I want to say that's a Jeffrey Lurie movie.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Come on, Jack.
Somebody will tell me. I could be wrong, but I think that's where I saw it. I think I saw it at the NovaCare.
Oh, really?
I think so. Is that like 03, 04?
No, it's 2001.
Oh,
01? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could have been.
I'm serious, I think.
It could have been, yeah.
They show movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Especially the owner's movies.
Yeah, the owner's movies. Yeah, they've done that a couple times. I don't know if they still do it. I know they did it a few times back then. I think we saw Black Hawk down there.
Well, Zach Wheeler is a guy who will most likely be on the top 11 list. It is once again time for the WIP Afternoon Show Top 11. Now, the official Top 11 list comes from you who are listening. You can vote at 94WIP.com/top11. Top the two numbers, 1-1. We gave out last year's on Friday. This year, I think, is a far more interesting Top 11 than last year. Last year was interesting, but we felt pretty good about the Phillies at the time. We felt really good about the Phillies. We felt decent, at least, about the 76ers, who had two guys on the top 11. Mm-hmm. And we actually sort of felt more negative about the Eagles. I wouldn't say but we were coming off a bad Eagles, end of an Eagles season.
Yep.
This year, we're coming off a Super Bowl. And I almost have to urge people, I know this is going to sound crazy, to not overcount the Super Bowl when you're doing the top 11.
That does sound crazy.
But it's still about, the team success matters, but it's about the 11 best players in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, when you're filling out your top 11, I don't know how you do it strategically, you know, whether you say, look, I'm only putting 5 Eagles on it, or I'm only putting 6 or 7 Eagles on it.
Right.
But there are going to be people that put 11 Eagles on their top 11 list.
Yeah.
Almost as a form of protest.
Yeah, well, you know, I went through this exercise over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
And
you came up with a top 20
list?
It's not easy at all.
Easy. I got at least 12 Eagles that could easily be on the list.
Now, I have said that if you want to be creative, you could put the offensive line as one spot.
Okay.
Yes.
I would allow it if it happens.
Okay.
But
I considered
it. It's like, we love those guys. But there's no fun in arguing about Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
It's almost like Lane is grandfathered
all
in as he's a top 5 athlete in the city.
But now there's Jordan.
And now there's Jordan.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And Cam Jurgens.
And Cam Jurgens. And Landon Dickerson. And Tyler Steen.
No, not Tyler.
If I see one Tyler Steen.
If I see Mekhi Becton on there, yeah.
So if you go to 94WIP.com/top11, we will argue about it all week, but then next week, we will reveal your top 11. Mm-hmm. We'll reveal our top 11s. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to get the top 11s from all of our staff here, including Buzz.
Counting him this year?
Yep.
How did I hear Buzz yesterday?
He was on the air.
Buzz?
Yeah, he was on the air, right? Yeah.
I think he did 11 to 2 a.m., so that's pretty late for you to be listening.
No, so then it must have been Saturday that I heard him.
Yeah, it's probably Saturday.
Saturday I heard him, yeah.
Yeah, it was on Saturday morning, right? He tweeted about it a few times.
Is that what it was? Yes.
Every other host is allowed to promote their show besides Buzz.
I love teasing Buzz.
That's the one I think that actually irks him.
Oh, really? The promoting it? Yeah, he did.
I'll tell you who better not promote a show. That's Justin.
Yeah. He better not be promoting anything, Mr. I've worked here for 2 years. Not video, Justin. He's all good. Yeah. But part-time, I've been doing this for 2 years.
Well, Morgenstein's trying to separate himself from D'Orazio.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should just call him by last names.
Yeah, like Morgenstein's all worried that he's hurting the Justin name.
Because
people were texting Morgenstein like, Justin, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's not me.
Well, I'm going to call D'Orazio a doofus. So Justin's Justin, D'Orazio's doofus until further notice. So get your top 11 votes in. Again, 94WIP.com/top11. Adam in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
How you doing? I just want to give a recommendation. You said you're going to be in Chesapeake City, Maryland tomorrow. You have to check out the tap room and you'll thank me for it.
Now, we're only going to the Chesapeake Inn restaurant and marina, but maybe next
room.
Time. Yeah, yeah, we're... We are specifically going to the Chesapeake Inn restaurant in Marina, but I appreciate that as a Chesapeakesman, as you sound.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No, I just want to talk a little bit about the Phillies. I mean, you watch them. It's almost like the baseball gods bring up Alec Boehm every time. He comes up to bat, bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, one on, two on, doesn't matter. And he always strikes out, and he always walks off looking, sad or pouty, whatever you want to call it.
I would say he actually never strikes out. It's always a first pitch ground ball to the second base.
Yeah, I would have loved to strike out yesterday.
I would say leading off with a double and being left stranded on second base Saturday night.
Third base.
Yeah, third base. How did that feel?
Way to always bring up the positive.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going to bring up that. We're harping on yesterday. I mean, Saturday did put us in position. They couldn't get him in.
Well, it takes him an hour to run from third base to
so slow.
To home.
Yeah.
About Kevin Long Phillips. Like, how long do we have to keep this guy? It seems like every time they come up to the bat, they're hacking the pitches that are down and away. The guy, I just, he does nothing for me as a baseball fan watching our hitters go up there and do the same things night in and night out.
And who's gotten better under Kevin Long?
Well, Schwarber.
Schwarber, sure. But he's also like, my devil's advocate to that would be he was 30 years old when he got here.
Yeah.
Pretty established.
Yeah, and got better.
He got better. But how much is that Schwarber versus what Kevin Long's preaching? Yeah. I'm more worried about the young guys, and none of those guys have gotten better under Kevin Long.
Bohm has not gotten better. Stott's not gotten better. Marsh has not gotten better. I would agree with you in all those cases. Yep. And look, what's your favorite movie of the 2000s, Adam?
Well, it's definitely number one. It's The Dark Knight.
A Dark Knight's a great one. 08?
That's pretty good.
Is that 08? Dark Knight? Dark Knight's a good one.
Love The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. Big fan of the Dark Knight series, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They hold up over multiple watchings. If it's on cable, which, let me say right now, by the way, the on-demand world is great. I love flipping around on the weekend and just landing
on
a movie.
They have everything on the weekend, don't they?
Yeah. I just like when it's just on. Yes. No better feeling than you're like, ooh. Most of these movies you could watch whenever you wanted, but when you're flipping around, you're like, ooh, Dark Knight's on?
Right.
You put it on, I don't know. Feels good. I know I'm an old guy, but I like when stuff's
on. Then the first commercial hits, then you're like, what's the point? You know?
Well, not if it's on HBO or something.
But if you're just...
Well, that's not traditional stick and click. You know what I mean?
HBO
or if you're
count.
Not just sitting there planning on watching. I agree with you, but if I'm moving around the house, I like having it on the TV.
Yeah.
My TV isn't as big as Spike's in the living room when you see it all the way around the house.
Yeah, but, Spike's got a TV in every room.
I have one TV.
It covers every room.
Yes, you can watch it from every room. But we went to dinner with our neighbors, and my wife complained about the TV at dinner, and she was like, I could watch, she calls me Brett, she's like, I could watch Brett's TV from your house. And I'm like, Brett's TV?
She's clearly clearly still not accepting of the TV yet.
This is your TV, too. It's beautiful. She says it's too bright.
Yeah.
It's too bright. All right.
That's too big, man.
Yeah. That's the only time I ever heard that. 215-592-9494. Adam in Quakertown.
It's called a big dose of D.
What's up, Adam?
Yo, gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, Adam?
What's up, Adam?
Not much, man. Listen, we all got to calm down about the Phillies, dude. This arguably could be the worst slump we've seen, but this is what this team needs to find it later in the season when it matters the most.
How do you figure?
Talk to me, Adam.
Yeah,
I want to believe you.
Yeah, I want to be there. I don't want to be mad. It's a gross feeling. So,
no, trust me, it is. But it's not helping us by being down on this team.
Mm. Well, maybe it does.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was gonna say if now listen, you know how we are as a fan base, Adam. We get something stuck in our crawl, and we're not gonna let it go. And the Phillies aren't used to necessarily being under this type of heat, so maybe this forces Dave Dombrowski, I don't know, to act with a little more urgency as you head towards the trade deadline, and instead of just making a also-ran type of trade that doesn't really improve the team, they do something that we don't expect them to do. Like, if we're loud enough, they do hear us.
I know that, but I'm not willing to just jump ship and think that the team that started the season, anything needs to be done to it right now. It's still the same team that can go on a 6-7-8-game winning streak. This is still the same team.
Yeah, but against whom? That's the thing. They did that against Colorado and Oakland, and that hasn't done a whole lot for us as they played better competition.
I guess, Adam, let me ask you this. If they won 6 out of 7 or 9 out of 10, would you be excited?
No.
Oh, come on. Stop lying.
Come on. Yes, you would.
Stop lying.
We can't get excited out of 9 out of 10. Like, what are we doing then?
Yeah, like – I guess point being, if we can get excited when they win 9 out of 10, yes, they're playing great, we can be disappointed and frustrated when they lose 9 out of 10 and look like a dead team walking. And I think we are on the same page in that I don't think anybody on this show, in fact, I know, is saying blow it up. That's not what any of us are saying. But I think what all of us are saying is this team is better than this. And I think the thing that disappoints me the most is the sort of idea that when Harper goes out, they can't exist and they can't beat one of the worst teams in baseball. And if you look at their record when Harper hasn't played since Harper got here, it is fine. They're an over 500 team, at least before this year, without Bryce Harper. Baseball is not... It's not, you know, the Lakers missing LeBron or the, you know, the whatever. It's not basketball. You should be able to stay afloat without your best player for a little while. And it just seems like they've all packed it up.
That's fair.
Yep. Adam, why don't you give us your favorite movie of the 2000s?
All right. So I have what I believe to be a very hidden gem.
Hmm.
It's called The Prestige.
I didn't like The Prestige.
Ooh, hold on.
Of course you did.
Let me make sure I got this right. Prestige. Let me get the actor. Hold on. I see him in my head. The right actor in my head. Christian Bale?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Wow. The Prestige
The
Prestige is a good movie. That's why I wanted to make sure I got the actor right.
I thought we were talking about Prestige Worldwide.
Well, that's a good movie.
That's a good flick.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Step Brothers.
Oh.
Step Brothers when they're on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I didn't like The Prestige. And what was that? Of course you didn't. What was that? What was that out of you, Adam? Yeah, thank you for the call, Adam. I didn't dig The Prestige. It has a, if I remember correctly, it's like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes or something. Everybody loves that movie.
Yeah.
Of course, but then of course you didn't like it.
Well, but
anything that's too popular, like, not for me.
Oh, and it had, he was in it too. What's Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
It's like a magic movie,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Not too fake?
That's why it was good. It was. It was like magic movie.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
There was another magic movie that came out that I really hate.
I like The Prestige.
Yeah, I think I just got bored during The Prestige.
I might go home and watch that.
Now, I've never seen you so excited about a movie I've never heard you talk about.
Well, here's the thing.
Forgot about it.
Like, exactly. Some of these movies I don't remember until somebody brings them up.
Yep. All right.
That's exactly what happened.
215-592-9494. Are the Phillies going to be okay?
I've never heard you talk about it.
Know the Ike wheelhouse. It's The Wire. It's Sopranos. It's Tupac. It's Kobe.
Season 4 of The Sopranos. I'm in there.
Is that your best movie of the 2000s?
No, I'm just saying. I started watching The Sopranos about 2 weeks ago.
Again.
I do it every year. Watch it every summer, and I'm on season 4 now. I just started season 4.
Now, is this how many rewatches? Is this 10?
I can't even.
14?
Are you DeCamera West Wing level?
30, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, easily.
Wow.
It's insane. That's how you know the Phillies are struggling.
Ike's back on The Sopranos.
Good point. I'm back on The Sopranos.
Coming up next, there may be a solution for the Eagles. What else should I say? Thinness at cornerback?
Yeah, that fits.
That just was released. And there may be a solution for edge. We will talk about them next on Everyday Eagles on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.